Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me. It's going to be a great show. Also going to be a great day. Of course, that's a state of mind, and in my mind, it's always going to be great, you know? Hey, today in the studio with us is the Honorable Franklin County Treasurer Edward Leonard, although we did just learn that his last day was last Thursday, so starting on Monday, tomorrow, he will be the Director of the Franklin County Board of Elections. So we're going to talk a little bit about both of those things. Before we get started, though, let me remind you that if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko, and if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. Also, let me let you know, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. So a little bit about Mr. Leonard. He received a law degree from Cleveland Marshall College, his undergraduate degree in business administration from Youngstown State University. He is the ninth child in a family of 11 children. That's pretty interesting. And born in Youngstown, so quite an Ohio guy, huh? He's just been spreading around. And you, when not working on behalf of Franklin County, you serve on the board of St. Stephen's Community House and the Children's Hunger Alliance, and you love to participate in the Harmony Project, a choir whose mission is to promote diversity and community service through singing, serving, and sharing. Pretty cool. Thank you so much for being on my show.
Well, thanks for having me.
So you're a singer?
Yes, I am.
I don't think any of us thought our treasurer would be a singer. Of course, I play the drums, so they don't expect their dentist to play the drums.
Oh, I'm sure you're right that they don't. So, but it's a nice thing to do, and I really enjoy it.
And then we also learned that you're a baker.
Yes, yeah. I work one day a week at a bakery here in Upper Arlington.
And you do it because you love to bake.
I do it because I love to bake.
Not because you love to eat.
No, I don't. I try not to eat. My staff loves it. My staff, one of the things they're going to miss when I leave is the fact that I won't be bringing in baked goods anymore.
Oh, wow, wow.
Or at least not as often. I told them I'd stop back and
Back every once in a while with goodies. Okay. Well, that's neat. So, hey, I have to ask, what's it like to be the guy that people write checks to? Millions of dollars of checks. And it must be neat to see your name on a check that's been written for $1 million or something.
Well, I mean, I don't often see that, but there are some sizable checks. But I always try and remind people is that I'm not the one who sets the taxes. I'm just the one that collects them. So I don't know that it helps really all that much when I do run into them.
Okay. So now, and I know you don't get to keep the money anyway. And if you did, they'd kick you out of office, right?
That's right.
One of the things you did was the CLRC, County Land Reutilization Corporation, was formed under your tutelage, right?
Correct.
And so tell me about that.
Well, we started it, we grew it into the new land bank when the Ohio legislature changed some of the powers, gave us more ability to go after vacant and abandoned properties in the community. And so what we took was an existing community improvement corporation and morphed it into the county land bank. And since doing that, we've actually been able to access over $20 million in grant dollars to help go after the blighted properties in the community. So that money we were able to use to demolish really over 2,000 housing units throughout Franklin County, whether those were individual residences or apartment buildings.
So that's pretty cool. And obviously a vacant or a boarded up building is not great for a neighborhood. I think that's really good that we get rid of those properties. I want to back up a little bit. What do you think makes a property vacant, dilapidated, run down, boarded up? How does it get there?
Well, typically it's somebody just doesn't find it to be worthwhile any longer, whether they can't rent it out, and or you have somebody who may have passed away and the kids really aren't living in the community, and that house just begins to deteriorate because nobody's living in it, nobody's taking care of it. You may have properties that are fire damaged. Oftentimes that's the case when we're demolishing something. It's been either ransacked, stripped of any of its valuables, or it's been a victim of a fire damage.
Okay. Is there anything in your power to, well, let's put it this way. Is there a plan to help an owner get on their feet by forgoing the property taxes for a while, or is this relief only available after the property's become dilapidated, boarded up, run down, whatever?
Well, if somebody falls behind on their taxes, we're always willing to work with them, whether they live in the house. Obviously, we prefer it if it's an owner-occupied structure, that we're helping that homeowner catch up on their taxes.
Okay, so they can stay in their home, hopefully.
So they can stay in their home, because the idea is if we can keep them in their home, then the house is less likely to deteriorate. And again, our objective is not really to take over properties. It's actually to help that person manage that tax obligation.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Because, and this is probably not your purview anyway, but it's just something that's been on my mind. I happen to own a couple properties, and sometimes when a tenant moves out, you go in and you find out they've punched holes in the wall, and they've written with magic marker, and they've torn cabinets off the wall. And I've even had tenants that I've heard kind of do this, as a matter of just practice, where they'll say, oh, there's a loose step on this step, so I'm going to call city code enforcement. They do the damage, then they call city code enforcement, and then it's the landlord that gets in trouble. It never seemed to make sense to me.
Well, I mean, we work with city code on the land bank properties, but certainly I can understand the frustration that landlords feel. But it really, what we're focused on is helping them with that tax obligation. Because again, we don't want that property to fall behind, because if it does fall behind, it has a greater risk of becoming a problem in the community.
Okay. Now, one of the things we mentioned at the beginning is you're an attorney, and we also... but we didn't mention that you're an accountant, because you're not, right?
Correct. I'm not an accountant. What I've done is I've spent, before I became treasurer, I was working in county government for about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
So I gained a lot of experience about how county government operates and all the various aspects of administering a county office before I actually became the county treasurer.
And then you hire accountants to actually...
Correct. In fact, that's one of the things I'm really proud of, what we've done in the office, is really professionalize the staff. And so we actually have accountants handling the books.
Okay, that's really cool. And then something else I forgot to mention is that you were a military veteran. You served in the Army, correct?
Correct. I was a captain in the U.S. Army. I was a judge advocate, an Army lawyer.
So a lawyer, you're a singer, you're a baker, right?
Right.
And an attorney. Oh, wait, I did the attorney part.
Right.
Military veteran. Yeah, so you have a lot of different hats.
Well, other than just everything I've done, I really have enjoyed that.
Good. That's awesome. Okay, now, this is called The Reasons We Smile, as you know. Mm-hmm. And people might ask, why would I have the tax man on the show? Because let's face it.
We don't have the greatest of reputations in terms of making people smile.
But we kind of share that bond, because let's face it, people don't necessarily like dentists either.
Correct.
Unless you hadn't heard that. So, but just like us dentists, you try to put a smile on people's faces. And you've done some things that you hope would do that, put a smile on their face, such as this. I got this postcard in the mail. And actually, there's a picture of it if you are following on thereasonswesmile.com, and I'm going to start scrolling that. But anyway, and it says, tired of huge tax bills, monthly budget program makes it simple. So let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that plan, and why was it implemented?
Well, what we did is we try to provide people the opportunity to pay on a budget payment plan. Many times people pay their taxes through an escrow with their mortgage company.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of taxpayers that don't really have that opportunity. Either they didn't get offered the opportunity when they entered into a mortgage,
right,
or they may have had the good fortune that they've paid off their mortgage,
right,
and they no longer have the opportunity to escrow through a mortgage. Well, our program allows them to escrow through our office. And what it does is it allows them to budget that tax obligation, because we know that sometimes that tax bill may be the largest single bill
they're
going to get all year long.
Right. And that's probably a little bit of culture shock. So you have somebody either retired or reaching retirement age. They've finally paid off their house and they think they're home free. And then they get a $2,000 bill. And
right.
It's like, where are we supposed to come up with $2,000?
Exactly. And that's why we work with them so that they can budget that amount over the course of the year. And that's that the program that we have. Actually, since I took office, we've pretty much doubled the number of people who are participating in that escrow program.
And that's really cool. And that's one of the, and I do that, and it's helped me a lot, and it helps me budget because, you know, money comes in gradually, so it needs to go out gradually has always been my mantra.
Right. Exactly. You know? Well, and the way you do it, you don't direct debit. You get a bill each month,
right,
and you write a check for that bill.
Right.
Well,
right.
What we also do is we offer the opportunity, because some people do pay their mortgages when they were doing it through their mortgage, they were paying it monthly by direct debit from their checking account. Well, we offer that same convenience to taxpayers for their escrow, that they can just have it debited from their account. We still send them a bill each month,
right,
to tell you, hey, on the 20th of the month, this is going to be debited from your checking account.
And if you do it that way, you're even offering them to pay them interest.
Correct.
Yeah.
Interest rates aren't great right now, but they do earn a credit towards their taxes based on the amount of interest that we earn on that money while we're holding it.
Okay. And you brought up a point, which we're going to get to in the next segment, about interest rates. And so I want to talk about not only what you would pay, but what the penalty is for being late and that sort of thing.
Correct.
But before we're basically at the point of the show where we want to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. You're going to have a chance to win a prize here soon. You want to remember that Mr. Leonard is an attorney. He's a military veteran, but he's not an accountant. okay. All right. Anyway, before we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right. My guest today, the Honorable Edward Leonard, is the most recent Franklin County Treasurer, and he's the future director of the Franklin County Board of Elections. Which of the following statements about Mr. Leonard are true? A, Mr. Leonard is an attorney. B, Mr. Leonard is a military veteran. C, Mr. Leonard is an accountant. D, Mr. Leonard is a dentist. Or E, only A and B are correct, meaning he is only an attorney and a military veteran. All right, the winner's going to receive two free handcrafted drinks at Crimson Cup Coffee. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, but I think we had some telephone difficulties, so we don't yet have a winner. The lines are open, 614-459-9769, and the answer is E. Anyway, if you're awake, you can win two free handcrafted drinks from Crimson Cup. But we're going to continue our discussion with Mr. Edward Leonard. He is the former Franklin County Treasurer as of last Thursday, and starting Monday, he will be the Director of the Board of Elections of Franklin County. But before we transition to Board of Elections information, let's talk a little bit about, you said the interest rate. Now, interest rates are low, which means we're not going to earn much if you do the automatic debit. But the penalty for being late is like 5% if you're late even a day, or like 1 second, right? Mm-hmm. And then 10% if you're more than a week, right?
Correct. Well, more than 10 days.
More than 10 days. Right. And that seems so harsh at a time when interest rates are so low. It seems like that should be adjusted as interest rates go up and down, but it doesn't, or isn't.
The actual, the penalty for late payment stays the same. The interest does adjust based on from year to year in terms of the what the interest rates are. So the state will, so any interest that's charged on a late payment is variable depending upon where okay. interest rates are. It's probably not exactly down at most interest rates are, but it is significant.
And I'm thinking, you're calling it the penalty. That penalty is 10%. I'm thinking right. of that as an interest or a late charge. That still seems like a lot, and that's never adjusted
never adjusted, no.
Yeah, that's, anyway, I think it's harsh, but I may not be the only one.
But it encourages people to pay, that's for sure.
Yeah, unless you don't really have it.
Oh, but one thing I do want to mention, though, is that you can request to have that penalty forgiven.
Okay,
that process starts with our office. It's called penalty remission.
Okay.
And the way you do that is you have to make an application to our office. If you have paid your taxes every collection cycle on time for the last 3 years,
yes,
that penalty remission is automatic.
Oh, cool.
But you do have to make the application.
Okay.
So
that's good to know.
And then there are other grounds that if you qualify, you know, for good cause. But the one that most people use is the fact that, hey, I've paid my taxes timely every collection cycle, and they just go ahead and get that remitted.
Okay. Awesome. And they should call 614-525-3438 to get that started.
That's right.
And then they will probably direct them to the website and all that. But they can also mail them the information, right?
Correct. They can find the information on the website. They can find the form on the website. But if they call our office, they can put in touch with the person who coordinates all that.
Okay. That's great to know. So before we transition to Board of Elections, what other things have we not covered that you think would be important people know about over here?
Oh, we do have some new functionality. Even though I'm leaving the office, we are on the way towards paperless billing, so that an individual taxpayer can have a tax bill emailed to them. That should be in place before the first half collection for coming up in January. And the other one is that we are changing our online payment system so that it'll provide more functionality for the taxpayer. And the big advantage is going to be that a taxpayer will be able to schedule their payment. So as soon as they know what the taxes are, because right now if somebody goes on and wants to pay their taxes and they pay by an electronic check from their checking account,
right,
the moment they hit submit, it's coming out of their checking account.
Oh, yeah, you can't do it for a future date.
Well, now you can't schedule the date like you could for a credit card,
right.
Well, now you'll be able to do that. That you'll be able to say, hey, I know what my taxes are, and I know they're due on the 20th. I want you to take them out of my account on the 20th.
Okay. That's great, because I do a lot. I pay by phone a lot with credit cards, and it'll ask me, do you want to pay today? And I'll say, no. When do you want to pay? And I tell them.
On the due date.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I say.
I don't want to give you my money any earlier than you're supposed to have it.
So let me make sure I understand, though, this automatic debit. Is there such a way of having it debited that I direct, so I could go online and say, I'm going to do it electronically, but I'm going to push the button that says when the money gets taken?
Correct.
And I would earn interest if I did it that way? If I direct it? or it has to be automatically
it has
taken?
It has to be through our office, right? Okay. It's automatically.
Because I'm okay doing things electronically, but I like to be the one to push the button that says send, mm-hmm. rather than them pushing a button that says take. It's just me.
I understand that.
Okay, so as we talked, your last, and by the way, I think you've done a wonderful job, and I love the budget plan. It's helped me immensely. It really
Thank
has.
You. I appreciate that.
And so hopefully you're going to do some of those same wonderful things with the Board of Elections. So I know we are in an election year, in case somebody was living under a rock and didn't know that. And so let's talk about some of the important things that have to do with that. And we only have time for like one now, and then we'll have to get the rest after the break. But what would be the first thing you would want people
to know? Well, what I want to do is make sure we reassure people, because there is a lot of talk out there about elections being rigged. Well, in Ohio, again, we've got a lot of the critical functions are done by both Democrat and Republican, so they've got that check and balance on one another. You've got the machines that really have tamper-proof tape. Tamper-proof seals at pretty much every important location mm-hmm. to prevent any tampering. And then even the actual calculation of the results, the computers that do all that accumulation of all the information, none of them are connected to the internet. So there's no risk of hacking, that sort of thing.
Meaning we don't have to worry about the Russians.
Correct.
Is that nationally or just on our local elections?
Well, in Ohio, really what I can speak to in terms of Ohio is the way Ohio does its elections. But again, knowing many of the election folks from across the country back when I was deputy director of the Board of Elections, is that they were all genuinely looking to do it correctly.
Okay. So as the incoming director, I want to be the first one to ask you or say, I don't like the new voting machines. I don't feel like I have any privacy anymore. There used to be curtains where I literally was hidden, and now it's like flayed open, you know, it's just there in a room. And if I want to use a cheat sheet or whatever I'm going to use, I feel like everybody's watching. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. Any chance of getting back to some privacy when we vote?
Well, we'll have to take a look at it.
No.
I'm always willing to take a look at any issues, because that's really what I want to do, is that I want people to feel more comfortable about the process, whether it's feel more comfortable about the tax collection process, or as I move into this new role, is that people feel confident about it. And so if we can take a look at things that are of concern to the voters out there, then we're going to do that.
Right. And I actually, it's one reason why I vote absentee a lot now, because I don't like that setup. I don't like having no privacy. But I like the voting process. I really prefer to get up early in the morning and be the first or second in line and actually sign the paper and vote and get the little sticker that says I voted.
Right.
I don't get a sticker when I vote absentee.
That's right.
Hey, we have to go to a break. You can hang with us, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You're listening to The Reasons We Smile, episode number 454, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Okay, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko, episode 454 of The Reasons We Smile. I forgot to mention that our winner today of Dr. Kvitko's question of the day was Jeffrey Johnson. All right. Thank you for calling in, Jeffrey, and for listening. And we'll make sure he gets those two free handcrafted drink certificates to Crimson Cup. All right. So, Mr. Leonard, we have about 4 minutes left. There are probably a lot of things you'd like people to know about the upcoming election, so I'm going to let you talk and only interrupt you if I don't understand something.
I want to make sure we remind folks that the last day to register to vote is coming up. It's October 11th, so you need to make sure you get your voter registration in. If you have recently moved from somewhere else into Franklin County, you need to register to vote.
Okay.
If you've moved within Franklin County, you need to register to vote. If you're 17 and are going to be 18 on or before Election Day,
yes,
you can still register to vote.
Okay.
And
when do we have to have those absentee ballot requests mailed in?
Well, the absentee—they're actually taking absentee ballot requests now.
Right.
So, and they'll start mailing the ballots out on the 12th, October 12th.
Okay.
And but okay. So you can mail, you can do it by mail.
Right.
So you can send that application in.
Right.
You can get it online at the Board of Elections website, which is vote.franklincountyohio.gov.
Okay.
I'm sure if you just Google it, you'll find it.
Ohio is just OH or the whole word?
The whole word.
The whole word. Okay.
Yep. .gov.
Okay.
And you can find that application. You still have to print it out. You can fill it out online, but you have to print it out and sign it because they need your signature.
Okay.
And then you send it to the Board of Elections, and then they'll send you the ballot when they start sending ballots in October. One of the things we want to make sure that people know about is that they also can serve, they can vote in person as well.
Okay.
As well as in by mail.
Right.
They can vote in person. Where they vote in person is the early vote site, which is the Board of Elections offices.
Morse Road?
Morse Road, 1700 okay. Morse Road, which is the old Kohl's department store across from the former Northland Mall site.
Right, right.
And they can vote there. There's going to be plenty of hours. It'd take me too long to go
right.
through all the hours. But there are weekday hours. There are some weekend days that they'll have some hours over the weekend. They'll have some extended hours closer to the election. So you just go to their website and you can find all that information.
I actually voted there this last time and it was actually very convenient.
It is a very convenient. They try and do as the best they can to make it as convenient for voters as possible.
Right.
So
right.
The other thing I did want to mention is if you really want to be a part of that process is that
yeah.
you can actually serve as a poll worker. The Franklin
oh.
County Board of Elections needs about 5,500 poll workers
wow.
for the entire county. And the poll workers play a very vital role in the election process. We need, you know, and in order to work the polls, you need to be a registered voter, and you need to be able to devote the day, because the day starts at 5:30 on Election Day.
Okay.
The polls open at 6:30, but your day as a poll worker starts at about 5:30, and then polls close at 7:30, and
you have to stick around and
you have to stick around and kind of close everything up, and so
wow.
it can be a long day, but they do pay for it. It's about $148 for the poll worker, or $198 if you're the manager of the voting location.
Okay. Is it all the pizza and pop you can consume?
Usually folks, I've done it many times myself, and those folks bring, everybody brings something. You do get a lunch break during the day too.
Okay.
Okay.
So people bring like a little potluck kind
of exactly,
thing.
Yeah.
Something, you know, no. And those people tend to be, at least in my estimation, kind of very patriotic people who really, really love the process, want to make sure that it goes smoothly. Right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. They're getting paid, but not a lot, but they're doing it almost as a gift to society, right?
Absolutely. I've met a lot of folks who do that.
Yeah. Now, do other counties, say Cleveland, do they have the same thing where you can walk in and vote like we have on Morse Road? Here
right. Each county is to designate a single site where they have early voting.
Really?
So,
okay.
Franklin County happens to be at the Board of Elections itself.
Okay. Well, Mr. Linder, thank you so much for being on my show.
Well, thank you.
I really appreciate it. I think we got a lot of cool information out there, and I know I'm smarter now than I was when I got up at 5:30, actually 5 o'clock today. That's all the time we have. Let me just say that if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us. Remember, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. Remember, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.